Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Ian Blumenfeld about his not-so-unique talent.
I am a professional nerd. I'm a mathematical logician. That is actually a job, I promise. One of the things I sort of do as part of my job is to try to teach computers how to do things. And so I try to sometimes teach computers how to automate certain tasks. And I know that, and you know, I like to tell myself that the thing that I'm doing is taking people who are really experts and really great at stuff and making them not have to do the really stupid, tedious part of their jobs. And I tell myself that so I don't have to think that I'm taking away anyone's actual livelihoods. And I'm sorry if I am, but I don't think I am, but you know. But another thing about being a professional nerd is that I really, really like puzzles. And there's this event called Mystery Hunt that happens every year over MLK weekend. It happens at MIT in Boston. You get a whole bunch of really crazy puzzle solvers up there, and some of the people are really smart, and they try to solve these puzzles. And so I go up there. I try to go up every year, and the thing is, these puzzles are crazy. Like they will have like once they don't have instructions. One puzzle I remember, there was just a series of DVD covers, like a pictures of all of them with the titles removed, and that was the puzzle. Like, find the answer. It was a long, involved process, but you get the idea. And so the problem is that I am not as smart as most of my teammates are most of the time. They work on this stuff all the time. They're like, you know, super puzzlers. I do this thing. I really like it. It's a once-a-year thing. But the one advantage that the thing I could do, my secret talent, was that I can identify pop songs by, like, infinitesimally small clips of them. Like, song and artist. And there's, like, there's at least one puzzle per year out of the, like, 300 puzzles in this puzzle hunt where that is a useful skill. And so my team always keeps me around just waiting for the stupid pop music questions so that they can have me, you know, just like, Ian, what is that? And sometimes it's like some deep track on an album that I've heard one time. I don't know why I remember these things, but I do. And then Shazam happened. And the automation problem, the thing that I do to everyone, got done to me. And so it turns out that Shazam's really good at this too. And it meant that now I no longer have my one thing that I know I'm going to be good at. Or, I mean, I'm so good at it, but it doesn't help anyone. Right? But it turns out it's okay because the puzzles are still fun. And sometimes they will come up with, there will be some random thing that I just know how to do accidentally on this thing. I'll just sort of like Forrest Gump into a good puzzle. Conclusion. I will just tell you the last time. So I found another true talent through this puzzle hunt. Is the last, one of the last ones I was at. There was a puzzle, and it was just a bunch of random nonsense sentences, and everyone just sort of staring at this random nonsense sentence on the page. And then at some point, someone decides to read one out loud, and I was able to determine that it was a word for word rhyme of a Shakespeare quote. Yes, that's the kind of so there it is. I've replaced my old, possibly more useful true talent with the ability to identify Shakespeare quotes if you rhyme every word in the quote. So there you go.
That was a Stoop story from Ian Blumenfeld about adapting to automation. You can hear his story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop podcast. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. All of us here at On the Record thank all of you who donated in WYPR's fund drive. Saving daylight, gotta push your clocks ahead tomorrow night, so it'll be a short weekend, but make it a great one.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.